A new week and a new daily podcast here from the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, April 11th, 2022. And welcome into another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition here. And we got some news here. Obviously, I'm going to hit with some gridiron news here. Huge win of K-State a while back on the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition. I don't know how many episodes now, obviously, but we have talked about this topic about getting recruits in your own state. And K-State finally got a huge win over the likes of Iowa State and KU on this one here. Let's get it here. I'm going to go into it here briefly, but K-State landed another in-state prospect in the class of 2023. This time, Wichita native. Tight end Will Ancaux, Ancaux. We'll just go with that. A-N-C-I-A-U-X. Will Ancaux. The Wildcats were the first school to offer him a scholarship back in December, going back a couple years ago. Actually, 2 years ago. And this was among also many Power 5 programs as well. This included Michigan State, KU, Cal's involved in this, and also Minnesota as well. Of course, the recruitment ultimately was between, this came down, folks, to what I just said, Iowa State and K-State. Woo! And remember the whole Breece Hall thing. I keep going back to that because that's really the thing, that first thing that pops to my mind when it comes to recruiting in state is, you know, when the 2.0, Bill Snyder, the other B, came back and they underestimated Breece Hall, and which what came out to be one of the big best backs in the Big 12, which went over to Iowa State and excuse me, Matt Campbell as well. So, you know, Chris Kleiman talked about this when he came here to Manhattan, and this has been a recurring issue for K-State. As well as they finally get another instator to come to Manhattan in this 23 class here. Ancaux, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get hammered for this, but I'm pretty sure we're just going to roll with it here on the Triple P. Is the first tight end committed in this class and the second in-state commitment following Kansas City offensive lineman Camden Beebe. And after adding two prep tight ends in the prior cycle, he will probably be, according to notes that I read on another article previously, will be the only high school tight end addition in this 23 class. The Kansas Jayhawk legacy is the second commit of the class and another future feather in their cap in Wichita after landing Toby Asumani a year ago. They hope to have more luck in the area with the likes of Wesley Fair, Dylan Edwards, and Avery Johnson as well. I've seen a few posts of especially Dylan Edwards and Avery Johnson. I don't think, maybe it was a couple weeks ago, but maybe I've scanned a little bit of Wesley Fair as well. So I know we're not big into this whole now, we have done an episode or two on recruiting, especially last year, so I'm pretty sure I will hope to aim, focus more on this as well. So definitely, I know, obviously, recruiting is big everywhere, but it needs to be a focus, especially in-state, in your own house, if you're going to be up there contending, especially with the new look. In quotation marks, with the new look Big 12 coming in fall within the next 2 years or so. Obviously, with the new additions, we have a Cincinnati program that's been playing really good football the last several years, including making it to the college football playoff. UCF, who's known for playing big opponents and taking them down. BYU in Houston. BYU's known has been playing pretty good football as well. They've been pretty a powerhouse for really quite a while. And Houston's been getting a little bit better in this department as well. So definitely your recruiting has definitely taken a step up in recent years since Kleiman has taken reigns in Manhattan. So definitely that's a huge step up there. Will Anskow. Again, I apologize if I butchered that last name. I really apologize for that. But he is the newest commitment here to Manhattan in the 2023 class as well. And then kind of in on another negative note, K-State baseball did get swept from in their weekend series against Texas Tech yesterday here as a scan over to my, K-State had this game in hand and the Red Raiders rallied back to win the game 7-6 there as Texas Tech scores three. My co-host Alex tweeted something that they would do, which, let's see, K-State basketball, men's basketball in particular, would find ways to lose. K-State baseball, find a way to not lose this game. Again, they find another way to lose this one in as they had three. They had a lead in this game, and they ended up losing the game. They had a 6-4 lead going to the bottom of the ninth, and Texas Tech plates three, and Blake Adams, man, a nightmare series for Blake Adams in this series. You were to picture a record to lose two out of three games. Yeah, I wouldn't be Blake Adams today. Of course, it is a Monday, but heartbreak. They lose this game in heartbreaking fashion, and Pete Hughes, I got to agree with him. This is why you play the whole game, nine innings, and especially a top five team like Texas Tech. K-State was in position. Man, kudos to my co-host Alex Ain again, saying you have to at least take one of the games. This was the game, definitely, when you look at it. And really, you really want to be brutally honest, and I even take it a step further than that. they had a lead in game one before Texas Tech rallied in the middle of the game. And go back to the sixth inning of game one of that series, Texas Tech responded. That's what good teams do. You got to give kudos to Red Raiders here. And, yeah, all the blame to K-State team there for letting this get away there as well. This is a big blow for K-State here. Connor McCullough was absolutely a stud in this one there. He pitched into the seventh inning in this one as he really kept Texas Tech hitters off balance in this ball game here as well. Let's see. Trying to put a positive spin on this here. Four Wildcats did register multi-hit games. Nick Goodwin and Dom Johnson did go deep for the Batcat in this ball game as well here in K-State. Oh man, this stat had a rear its ugly head. 1-9 with two outs and only 2-13. This right here, 2-13, runners in scoring position. This is why when you have chances, especially in college baseball, why you have to knock in runs when you get them, because you don't know where you're going to need them. And K-State should have played it more because you knew you're going to get a run from Texas Tech. And bottom of the ninth inning, drama happens, and Texas Tech wins 7-6. And now K-State now under 500. And they came in the series a game over 500. They leave Lubbock under 500 in this one. K-State now is 15-16 on the 2022 season, and only 1-8 in Big 12 fun. That's not nothing to laugh at there. But the best thing probably for K-State, you're going back home to Toyton Family Stadium, a series that begins Thursday night, and you welcome Texas. So it doesn't get any better. Then you bring in another good team in Texas. There, we'll see what K-State can rally back. You got 3 days to do it. The Pearl Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. You hit the subscribe button, and you should get notifications every time a daily pops up or the weekly edition pops up as well. You are going to get at least content almost daily, every day, on the Promo Project Podcast. But that's going to do it for right now on this Monday edition of Triple P, Eddie Greer. Appreciate y'all. Continue to spread the word about this podcast. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Promo Project Podcast. And again, I'll leave you. Again, you have not listened to this yet, but please download episode 95 of True P. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.